Sometime between now and April 1st, Russia will disconnect itself from the global internet for a few hours. The country said it plans to sign off as part of an exercise to gauge how well it could withstand a cyber attack that originates outside Russia. Critics also say it's another step toward creating a surveillance state. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what does this mean that they would disconnect Russia from the internet?
Okay, so the bad news is I'm not a network systems administrator, Jeremy, and I'm not Sir Tim Berners-Lee who invented the internet. So I don't know the technical parts of this. I couldn't do it for you if you wanted me to. Mm-hmm. But basically, the way this works is a lot of the information we access as we go about our day isn't a direct line that exists inside our own country, right? We might access information that's for the user actually in Germany or in Canada or somewhere. And Russia's the same way. When a user goes to get information online, that information may not be stored in Russia. So the idea here is to make sure that it is all stored in Russia or that their systems are hard enough for accessing the internet that users can access information online should there be a disruption like this.
And why do they say that they're doing this?
So this is part of a law that has been drafted there called the Digital Economy National Program. And Russia says that this is about making sure an effort to isolate the country by cutting it off from the internet won't actually cut it off from the internet. It's essentially a defense against some kind of potential outside attack. But there are two reasons for this happening, Jeremy, as you might, you know, assume. It is about internal control as much as it is protection from an external attack.
Protection from an external attack. But Russia has been, as we know, the one that often launches the cyber attack. But they're worried here that the roles would reverse and they would be attacked.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess in fairness, one could say, sanctions and other efforts of influence on the global stage often involve the internet. So you could imagine this scenario playing out. I think these types of situations often see state actors fighting fire with fire. You might remember the so-called malicious computer worm Stuxnet, which almost a decade ago now crippled nuclear facilities in Iran. It's believed that that was a cyber weapon developed at least in part by the U.S. So there is kind of a back and forth that happens here. And
It also makes you think, though, that Russia could be getting closer to the China model. And if you go to China right now and you try to open up Google or you try to open up Facebook, you can't do it. They've got control over the internet there. Is that part of this, too, that Russia is able to say, we're the ones in control of whether the internet is on or off and what you can look at and what you can't?
I think that's definitely right. And that's what we're seeing here effectively is Russia trying to recreate that inside Russia. So I actually reached out to a journalist and author working in Moscow. His name is Andrei Soldatov, and he wrote a book called The Red Web. And he says this is definitely a concern. He gave this recent example. So the Republic of Ingushetia, mm-hmm. which is part of the Russian Federation, last October, thousands of people were actually protesting there. They were protesting a border deal between Russia and Chechnya. And mobile internet in this area, which was a tool for protesters, was cut at the request of secret services, reportedly. So, yes, this is surely about Russia trying to develop systems of control over communication inside the country.
Does the U.S. have the ability to do something like this, to shut the internet down for a period of time?
So this is a good question. While we are developing more aggressive tools of attack all the time, I think, and I, you know, think have been for some time, along with tools of hardening our own systems just against other kinds of disruptions, both in terms of the non-consumer internet, so think power plants and other infrastructure that could be vulnerable, figuring out ways of cutting off those really mission-critical parts of our infrastructure from internet disruptions that might happen. I think the U.S. continues to be a place where the ideal is to not create these kinds of digital borders, right? The World Wide Web, as we know it, is supposed to be worldwide, and everybody is supposed to be connected to each other. And I think U.S. tech companies, as well as the U.S. government, depending on certain circumstances that you're talking about, isn't really trying to figure out a way to like flip a switch and disconnect the U.S. from the internet elsewhere in the world.
Well, that's kind of nice to hear.
We can hope. We can hope for sure.
That is Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.